The global battle against pathogens, the viruses, bacteria and parasites that can make us ill, is now being fought by two powerful universities working together. The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and University College London have formed the Bloomsbury Institute for Pathogen Research to look into new ways of treating and preventing infectious diseases. I asked Professor Simon Croft, one of the leaders of this new institute, what are the big challenges they'll be facing up to?
The big difficulties with malaria and bacterial infections lie actually with drug resistance. Most of the drugs that are commonly used now for treating bacterial infections and for many that actually treat parasitic infections, there is what we call drug resistance. That is, the pathogens are no longer killed by the particular drugs that were actually developed.
So you've got a powerhouse of knowledge now and expertise and facilities. Do you see pathogens being driven into the background so that they will not be such dominant causes of ill health all over the world?
The main issues are that we have seen that abuse of drugs and poor diagnostics can lead to what is actually present now in the UK and Europe, which is, say, in relation to bacterial infections, a vast amount of drug resistance in bacterial infections. So it's not just about having good tools, it's also about good practice. So you can develop as many good tools as you want, but if all the clinicians and obviously all the vets give animals and humans as much drug as they want at any time, then you're always going to get resistance. The second thing is that although infections might contribute only to about 10% of important diseases in the Western world, in many of the developing countries, actually infections are responsible for about 40 to 50% of the disease in patients. This ranges from everything from enteric diseases, these are viruses and bacteria which cause the classic diarrheal infections, all the way up to the killers like malaria. So actually getting rid of these infectious diseases globally is going to be a huge challenge. And even recently, with vast amounts of money and vast resource, even trying to eliminate polio from the world has actually come up against major problems.
The work that you're doing is divided between making drugs work to actually conquer the organism once it's in the human body, or preventing it from getting a foothold by having a vaccine. Where do you see the balance between those two different approaches lying in the future?
The possibility of actually, for many of these diseases, developing drugs is actually far easier than developing vaccines. Vaccines have proved to be very effective for the prevention of viral infections, which have the human body has a certain type of immune response to viruses. Because of the complexity of parasites, their complex life cycle and the great diversity that's present amongst all the parasites, it's often very difficult to develop vaccines against them.
Is it likely then that malaria might be the one and only one, or could we possibly see other vaccines against parasites in the future?
We will definitely see some other vaccines against parasites. Some specific ones would be the parasitic disease called Leishmaniasis, which is present in Africa and in Asia and in South America. I'm sure there will be vaccines against that disease in the next 5 years. But I have to emphasise that the work that's been done certainly around malaria has shown that the effective reduction and potential areas for control and eventual elimination of these diseases isn't just about a vaccine. It's about a combination of good vaccine, good drugs, good diagnostics, and in the case of diseases like malaria and leishmaniasis, also vector control, that is ensuring that the insects that transmit these diseases are effectively controlled. It's a proper integrated approach of different control measures coming together that will eventually help in the elimination of these diseases.
Now, infections by pathogens happen all over the world. How is this new collaboration, this new institute, the Bloomsbury Institute, going to help all of that? And what can people all over the world get out of your new institute?
Bloomsbury Institute for Pathogen Research is one part of a very big jigsaw puzzle. We will make sure that this new partnership helps and improves our understanding of why these pathogens cause disease, and through that understanding, help to design better diagnostics, better drugs, and better vaccines. And through our link, close links with the clinical researchers, actually show how we can use them best in patients.
Simon Croft from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.